Today we'll do Siv Gimel and Siv Dalad Bezrat Hashem and Amud Yomi Mishnah Berurah. Siv Gimel, it says, Ra'u l'kol yarei shemayim she'ed meitzer v'do'eg al chorban beit hamikdash. Later on, this is obviously different than Siman Tavkuf Samech, which talks about things that you actually do, which we'll talk about there, about if you leave an amma ba'amma in your house, or not putting out all the silverware. Here it says that every Yerei Shamayim should be in pain, should worry about the Churban Beit HaMikdash. Already the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud says that doesn't mean that it should be totally making you depressed or sad, but when you're learning Torah and Tefillah, it has to be B'Simcha. One of the Hashalachot L'Halacha brought down in Sif Katan Yud Aleph is the Shlach Kadosh, that he says, Shebechol Su'uda Yomar Al Narod Bavel. V'Shabbat v'Chin b'Yamim she'en omrim b'hem tachanun, you should say Shir Malt b'Shuv Hashem. And he concludes that the main thing is that you know what you're talking about. You should have kavana. Now the Shlach said that you should say Al Narod Bavel when it's a non-day that you would say Shir Malot. Rav Nebenzahl in his Mishnah Berurah brings down if it's a Surat Mitzvah like a Chanukat HaBayit in Eretz Yisrael, or a Chanukat HaBayit in Chutz La'aretz, where you said Divrei Torah, also you'd say Shir HaMalot. Furthermore, he points out to look at Siman Kuf Pei, where that, again, the Shlach Kadosh again says that if you have Aniyim that you're inviting to your home, then it's a Sudat Mitzvah, and again, you should say Shir HaMalot, as long as you're not embarrassing the Ani. The question is, how far do you extend this halacha of saying Al Narod Bavel of Sudat Mitzvah? There's a definition, Machlokes, within the Yam Shel Shlomo and the Ramah, when it comes to Hilchos Chanukah, about the exact definition of Sudat Mitzvah, that any Sudah that you're doing L'chvod Hashem, Shalom Zachar, Sudot Chanukah, do you just say Shir HaMalot then? It sounds like from Rav Nebenzahl was saying, it could be applied to that, I'm not sure. So that's the importance of Siv Gimel, and again leads us into Kavana, which leads us to Siv Dalet, which says, Tov Ma'at Tachnunim B'Kavana. It's better to say a couple of supplications with Kavana than a lot without, than many without any kavana. And that's obvious. And the halacha that he's saying, the Taz brings down here, is based on a Gemara in Menachot. It's a Zechra Marbe Vechra Mami Ruvad Shechavin Libel Shamayim. So first, obviously, if you could say more with kavana, that's better and it's preferable. Here it's talking about the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if a person in Sif Katan Yud Bet, if a person is an ones and he can't be ma'arich, or he knows himself really that he can't have a lot of kavana, so it's better at this point to say, and a lot of times in beginner's minyanim, this is what we do, you focus on a couple of tehillim to be able to have more kavana with small quantity than a lot with not having any kavana at all. The Mishnah Berurah also says two other points, which is the same idea with Talmud Torah. He says in Sif Katan Yud Bet that he says V'chein Inyan Le Talmud Torah Ha'inyan Ken Ki Hakol Talui Lefinei Hashem Yisbarach. If you're doing, are you doing all that you can do? And furthermore, so it's not only in Tefillah, it's also in Talmud Torah. Two other points at the Mishnah Berurah, and I'll conclude with this. It's a person who is a Baal Torah and he can learn a lot, then he doesn't have to say all the special Tchinot and Bakashot at the end of the Sidurim. It's better that he learns instead. And finally, the Chashivut, the Mishnah Berurah brings down about being Koveh every single day, a little time. This is what the Birk Yosef and the Chayatim, the Shar Tzion brings down, even more than the Chiv of Liebman of Mishnayis, he says. He says, Tzarech Adam Lekvalo, Eight Lomot Sifrei Musar every single day. If a lot, if a little bit, because the greater you are, Godul Mechaver Yitzro Godul Himenu, quoting for the Gemara in Kiddushin. And we know, the Gemara says, Barati Yetzahara, Barati Torah Tavlin. And I heard, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah was saying, but I heard from Rav Yitzchak Cohen, that what is the Tavlin of the Yetzahara? It's the Sifrei Musar, the Tochach of Mamre Chazal, and that's the Tavlin, spices. You don't have a lot of spices, a little bit there, to be able to make sure to beat out the very strong Yetzahara. Okay, have a great day. We'll continue tomorrow. Mirtasha.